In the middle of Canal Fest, the North Tonawanda Common Council voted unanimously yesterday to ban crypto mining operations in the city for the next 2 years. Mayor Austin Tylich is joining us now on WBEN. Mayor, good morning. What does this mean? Yeah, what does this mean?
So a moratorium, for those that don't know, it's almost like a pause. This is something I proposed a few years ago regarding the formerly Fortistar Energy Plant, the Bitcoin mining piece, when I was a council member. And I said, let's do a pause, a moratorium. Let's figure out what a data processing center is and go from there. Unfortunately, the majority didn't pass it. But a few years later, the facility is up. I think people maybe learned their lesson a bit, and we're back at it. So luckily, the Common Council did pass this two-year moratorium on data processing centers, but it wouldn't necessarily affect the existing plant. It would affect expansion of the existing plant or any new development. So it would be a pause on doing those.
Why 2 years? Is there a reason why this isn't an outright ban, instead kind of this two-year pause on any further development?
Well, it seems like this whole type of industry is expanding in so many different ways, and there may be beneficial aspects of it, I would imagine, but there should be parameters in place. And that was the whole idea that I mentioned before, is we need to update our zoning laws. We need to make sure that our comprehensive plan incorporates, you know, aspects of this potentially. There's a lot of different things that we should consider that we just don't know about yet. So this time would allow the city to really understand this type of industry and then accommodate it if possible.
What has been the biggest complaint from the DigiHost plant on Erie?
Noise is certainly the topic at hand. And of course, people are talking about emissions, but really the new piece that is in existence for a couple of years now is the noise. These fans that cool down these pods, so for those that don't know, there's an existing energy plant. It was formerly called Fortistar. So it's a cogen plant. It basically takes gas, makes steam, creates energy, and it would feed the grid at peak hours. And so this company, DigiHost, came in and wanted to utilize the plant by these data processing centers. So they are like large shipping containers that were retrofitted to put all these more or less computers in them. And there's fans on these pods that cool them. And that's really where the biggest piece of the noise happens. So you can imagine, like, your computer, when it's overworking itself, you kind of hear that fan going a little harder. It's a similar concept there, and that's really where the noise is coming from.
The noise has been kind of the constant complaint. But, you know, in recent weeks, we've heard more about, and you mentioned, pollution. What is the complaint there from residents who live nearby, and what exactly are you seeing in terms of emissions?
So on a local level, we really don't handle emissions. It's not something that we usually have the staff or expertise for, and we solely rely on, like, the DEC, the EPA. In this case, the DEC is still pending their Title V clean air permit, and it's really regarding, you know, the Fortistar plant, so formerly. So every 5 years, I believe, this facility requires another approval of this Title V clean air permit. It historically, there have been delays, even with this site, where it could take a couple of years for the DEC to get it on their docket. And that's one of the biggest things that, you know, my office residents are kind of shouting about, is we need the DEC to make a decision on this. But it's my understanding there are thousands and thousands of these permits backed up. I think I read something 8 to 10 years until they could all be covered. So, that's just mind-blowing. And we have been talking to state officials about this to see if there's any way we could get things moving a little bit more. And ultimately, it would be up to the DEC about their permit. So And the emissions are really, again, from the energy plant, the carbon emissions that kind of come out the stack there.
Mayor, is Digi House doing anything to be a better corporate neighbor, or are they difficult to even approach?
No, you know, I mean, that's the one thing I'd say I'm lucky in the sense of walking into the mayor's office. And, you know, they initially obviously saw me as the bad guy because I was the one proposing the moratorium as a council member. But they kept an open line of communication. This could not be said the same for, say, in Niagara Falls. I know Mayor Restaino was struggling a bit with a couple of the similar industries that popped up there. But you know, DigiHost did agree to build this massive acoustic wall along the front of their property. Now, it didn't stop as much noise that we would have hoped, you know, very expensive endeavor to. But right now, they are working on building another wall along another side of their property. They're updating their equipment currently this month, so they're hopeful that it will reduce some of the noise as well. It's a little more efficient. But ultimately, through this, I created a committee recently. It has a council member, our council president on it, actually a representative from DigiHost, and two residents who are kind of anti the development to oversee a third-party expert, acoustic expert from Noise Pollution Clearinghouse. So we've had them in to do initial readings. We are updating our codes with them. We're doing internal training with our police and code with this third-party expert. And we're going to be doing more readings in the upcoming months once the equipment's in, they're full force, so we can fully understand, okay, what's coming off of this property. And I'll say, DigiHost has agreed to reimburse the city up to $30,000, so we wouldn't have to bear the expense on this, because ultimately they want to understand the noise as well. So, I mean, they said it could go good or bad for us once we have all that legitimate technical data, but it is what it is. And if it wasn't them helping us pay for it, we would obviously move forward with it and pay for it ourselves.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, helping us sort through, you know, some of this. I know it's confusing for a lot of people, crypto to moratorium and everything else. North Tonawanda Mayor Austin Tylik, exciting week in North Tonawanda. Go enjoy Canal Fest.